So we're week two into our series as we prepare ourselves for Easter this year, which is called Godspeed. And it comes from the idea that God works at 3 miles an hour or 4.8 kilometers an hour walking pace. That we might not just be people who follow Jesus, but we would be people who walk with him. And to slow down. And it's the concept that we need to slow down to catch up with God. To take time to be known by him and to know him and in all of the fullness of that. So we're starting to unpack that from this week. And today we're looking at this idea of place. Now, I do need to pay credit to Beck, because that's her photo. You're supposed to give credit to photographers and stuff. Yeah, that's hers. Anybody recognize it? It's Cars Lookout. Absolutely. And I have not seen it looking that good for years, hey? How amazing does it look? So I thought, what better, as we're slowing down to catch up with God and to engage with him and to get that whole sense of being refreshed and renewed, coming from a place of rest, all that sort of stuff that we've been talking about this year, what a better photo to use than that one. So what I want to ask you is this question. Where is your place? Where's your place? Now, Warren, they're out on Mount Table, Warren and Lynn, that's their place. Where's your place? Now, you might consider that to be your address. So 9 Himyar Drive, there we go. That's our place. But is there a broader sense of place for you? I was reflecting on this in a few weeks' time when Sue needs it. She'll be using an intentional that I wrote this week. That kind of reflects on this. I worked out I've moved 19 times in my life. So in 51 years, I've moved 19 times. The longest I've lived in any one place is 12 years. And so, to be perfectly honest, I don't have this strong sense of place in my life. It's that sense of our Indigenous brothers and sisters talk about, that sense of country, being connected to country, that place that you're from. Personally, I don't kind of have that. Yeah, I'm a Queenslander. That's probably as close as it gets. If I need to narrow it down, I've spent more of my life living on the Darling Downs than I have anywhere else. So in some ways, I guess the Darling Downs is my place. It's where I kind of feel at home. I love the bush. Takes me about 10 minutes to get sick of the traffic in Toowoomba. About 10 nanoseconds to be sick of the traffic in Brisbane. And don't even talk to me about trying to drive in Sydney or Melbourne. The fewer people there are, I mean, this was the thing that blew my mind when we went to places like South Korea or London or Paris, and like Paris, the traffic in Paris is just like insane. There's just people everywhere. It's like, go away. Like, yeah, give me some space. So that sense of place that we have. So where is that for you? Do you have that sense of connection? Do you have that sense of location that this is home for me? Because it's an important part of us learning to live at God's speed is to recognize place. And I want to suggest to you that regardless of where place might be for you in that broader context of connected to country or whatever, can I suggest to you that when it comes to God's speed, place is right here. It's where you are now. Where has God placed you at this point? 2020, where's God placed you? And we're going to unpack that a little bit more. All right, pop quiz. What's the first question that God asks in the Bible? Where? What? Where are you? It's a trick question because it's not actually the first question in the Bible. Anybody know what the first question in the Bible is? That's it. Did God really say that you shouldn't eat from that? But the first question that God asks in the scriptures is, Adam, where are you? And in a lot of ways, that's the question we want to ask today. So let me read that to you. There's the answer, Genesis 3, verse 9. So in verse 6 of Genesis 3, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some of it and ate it. She gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked, so they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. And then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to man, "Where are you?" And I want to suggest that that's the same question that God is asking us today. Where are you? Where are you? Because you see, God has given you a place. For most of us, he's given us a few places, I would suggest. But he's given us a place. For all of us here today, that's here. Unless you're visiting with us from out of town, your place is Warwick. Or at least the surrounds. Killarney, Allora. But it's here. And the idea of God's speed in relation to place is about recognizing the opportunities that he presents in that place. So as you think about that space where God has placed you, the world that you revolve in, the sphere of influence that you have, when you consider that place, living at God's speed is about recognizing the opportunities that he presents in that place. Because first and foremost, God's speed is about time. We looked at this a bit last week. So it's time, it's slowing down so there is time to know. The thing about being known in place or knowing place is street names, businesses, shortcuts, back roads, how to avoid the traffic lights, where to get the best hamburger, the best coffee. Who does good haircuts? Who's really good at doing your nails, if you have nails? That's what it means to know plates, isn't it? I can't remember who I was telling this story to the other day, but this was brought home to me really clearly when we lived in Gundy. In fact, just before we got to Gundawindi, so this is back 2002, Ron and Paula Turner were still there. So this is back in Ron's time. One of the young guys in the church, Jacob, had an accident with a firearm and shot himself in the hip. It was really significant. I think three times they stopped on the way back in. He was 25 k's out of town. So three times they stopped to revive him on the way back into town. 9 hours later, they realised he wasn't going to die, so they needed to get him out of Gundy to Brisbane for medical treatment. And that started, what's going to be the rest of his life as the implications of that. But the funny thing was, they were on a 7,000-acre property out of town. And because there was a firearm involved, police were involved in it all, and they went into the room and they were trying to interview Jacob and find out where the gun was. And they could, and Jacob's just kind of moaning and, you know, saying stuff to them that they couldn't understand. And Jacob's brother Luke turns up at the hospital, and Ron says to him, "They're asking where the gun is and they can't understand it." And so Luke says, "Oh, I'll go find out." Righto. And so Luke goes into this room and he says to Jacob, "Jacob, they need to know where the gun is." And the way Ron tells the story, Ron says Jacob just kind of went, "No, no, 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 no And Luke went, yeah, I know exactly where it is. Went out to the farm, 7,000 acres, went straight to it. That comes, firstly, from being known, because Luke and Jacob know each other. They grew up together as brothers. They played together. They worked together. They did everything together. Luke understood Jacob. So that sense of place. They had spent their entire lives living on that 7,000-acre property, and they knew every blade of grass and every tree stump and every rock and every hollow and every fence post. And so Luke could go, yep, I know exactly where that is, straight there. That sense of place, of knowing, and of taking time to know a place. God's bit is about time to understand, to know how things work, to understand why we do things the way we do things, or why that person responds the way they are. Why that street goes there? Why that street doesn't stop? For example, why doesn't Grafton Street go all the way through? Like, whose idea was it to stick a train station in the middle of Grafton Street so you can't keep going? Like, really? Exactly. Thank you, Donna. Exactly. Really? I mean, how frustrating it is to have to go down Percy Street and down under Owen and around and get back into Grafton Street. Like, somebody didn't think about that very clearly, did they? But there's a reason for that. And if you live in the place long enough, you begin to understand why. Now, I obviously haven't lived here long enough because I don't know why. Maybe some of you lifers can fill me in later. But it's a... being in a place long enough to understand why things are the way they are. When we rewrote the Constitution for the church back in 2014, part of that was going through the history and understanding why certain clauses in the Constitution are in the Constitution. You know that old saying, you don't pull down a fence until you understand why it was put there in the first place? That's about taking the time to know and to understand place. It's to appreciate. It takes time to know where the best coffee is, to where the best hairdressers are, where the best deal on white goods, whatever. It takes time to appreciate the good things about a town, about a place. You need to slow down and take time to do that. It takes time to see the needs within a community and be able to respond to them. It takes time for us to see God at work, to see the way he's changing people, the way he's growing us, the way he's changing and developing and nurturing the community that we're a part of. All of that takes time. We need to slow down, and that's what Godspeed is about, slowing down to do all of those things. But you see, place is also about engagement. It's about engaging in place. So it's engaging with the people who are here. Question. What are the names of your neighbours? The ones on either side of you. Like just your immediate ones, people who live next door to you. Do you know their names? I'm getting some nods. That's encouraging. What do they do? Like what jobs do they have or, you know? How do they spend their time? Do you know? We're kind of lucky. We've got an empty house on one side. But I'm sure, so hey, if you're in the real estate market, Corey and Katie would love it if somebody bought their house. So just, you've got to put up with the neighbours, but that's all right, we're good. So it's empty, and we have Lindley on the other, which is kind of cool. Yeah, pray for Lindley. Yeah, she needs all the help she can get. But who are your neighbours? Because being in place is about engaging with people. Do you know the names of the staff at your favourite cafe? Coffee club keep changing their staff. I'm struggling. Paul and Petunia. Do you know the name of the young person who serves you at the checkout at Woolies or at Coles or at IGA. Or Westside, if you shop at Westside. See, place is about engagement. It's about knowing the people in that place. It's about knowing the history of a place. Why Grafton Street is the way it is. What's the story with that dude in the middle of Palmer Street? I'd be fascinated to know how many times I've had to put him back up after somebody's run into him in the middle of the night in the last 100 years that he's been standing there. What was that? He's pretty solid, yeah. He's missing a few fingers, have you noticed? Again, that's the other thing. You go, how does a finger just kind of fall? Like, did somebody, like, who climbed up there to bust that? Oh, anyway. Do you appreciate his beanie and his scarf every year? And the history of why that happens for Jumpers and Jazz? Engaging in place is about understanding the history. The fact that the Australian Federal Police has its origins here in Warwick. Did you know that? Because somebody decided to peg an egg at the Prime Minister. Down here at the train station. Where Grafton Street should be, right? Train station probably was there first, you're right, Jason. But it's that history. Why'd they move the main street? Yeah. I mean, get to know the history of this place. To understand that. That's about engaging. What are the events? What are the things that drive this community? What are the things that gather us together? What are the things that cause us to come together as community? There's one happening in a couple of weeks' time. It's called the Warwick Show. Well, at least it used to. It's kind of less and less. Yeah. The show is about when the locals leave town and when the visitors come, right? Jumpers and Jazz. Rodeo. Anzac Day. The Easter markets in the park. Christmas carols. The events that gather our community together, what are they? Because that's what it means to engage at God's speed into place, is to know and to understand and to realise all these things. And it's about putting these two things together, the time and the place. Engagement together. In the bigger picture of the stuff we talk about here at church is our six M's of fruitfulness on our front line, remember? Do I dare ask you what six M's are? Don't worry, I wouldn't be that nasty. Remember, you've got to model godly character. Make good work. Minister grace and love. Mould culture. Being a mouthpiece for truth and justice, and being a messenger of the gospel. You see, as we take the time to know, to understand, to truly get a sense of this place, as we engage with the people, as we understand the history and the events and all the stuff that takes place here, the six M's are the things that allow us to do that, to have an influence, to change this place for the better. There could be a lot of things that we will complain about our place. But Godspeed in place calls us to consider how we might change that and be attentive to the things that we can do something about in order that we might make this place better. And the six M's are a part of that. If you want those six M's, come and see me afterwards. I've got some little cards with that written on them so you can take it home. Put it in your Bible and use it as a bookmark so you know You see it every day. See, all of this happens in place, right where you are. Every moment, every day, wherever you are, God calls you to live at God's speed in that place at that moment, to be attentive. See, place comes with people, community, relationships, and family. And that's exactly how God works. He works in place through community, through relationships, through family. Eugene Peterson tells us that the gospel calls us to attentiveness. The good news of Jesus calls us to be people who are attentive to what's happening around us, wherever we are, to what and to who is here. The gospel speaks into every moment through us as God's ambassadors, as witnesses for Jesus, to speak into this time and place to those that are here right now, to respond to what is happening right here, right now. Peterson refers to it as the I am-ness of the world, where Jesus is by his Spirit. The I am-ness of the world. The fact that Jesus is here in you as his follower, as his child, as somebody who represents him, made in his image, to reflect him into this moment, into this place right now. And to be attentive to what's happening so that Jesus can be present in that through you by his Holy Spirit. That's what we're called to be as we live at God's speed. One of the passages of scripture that has been really significant for us as a church over the last 4 or 5 years as we've journeyed in terms of trying to become and understand who God would have us be in this place is the passage from Haggai 2 verse 9. This is out of the message, and it says, this temple, because Haggai is talking to Israel about the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem and the new temple that would come. He says, this temple is going to end up far better than it started out. A glorious beginning, but an even more glorious finish. A place where I will hand out wholeness and holiness. There are two words that you will have heard a lot around here, that we wish to be a place of wholeness and holiness, a place where there's healing, where there is that fullness of shalom of God, the peace of God, where everything is brought back to the way it ought to be. That's the purpose of the gospel, to restore all of creation back to the way it was at the beginning. That includes us, as God transforms us through his Holy Spirit, as we enter into relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Place of wholeness and holiness as church, because remember, we are church, not this building. We are church. As church, we represent Jesus into this place, and it is our task, our mission, to bring wholeness and holiness into every place that we go. That's what it means to live at God's speed in place. Peterson says, there is no place on this earth without the potential for unearthing holiness. Right where we are, with the people we are with. Now, just to give you a bit of background on that photo, we're talking about place and being attentive. 5:43 this morning, in the middle of our street. I was sitting there finalising my notes for this morning, looked out the window, and it was just bright orange. So I went outside, went, "Wow, that's pretty cool." Remember to take the phone with me. I'll take a photo of that. Then I turned around. That's what I saw. It's not particularly clear up there, but it's actually a full double rainbow. And it just made me realise, again, the significance of being attentive, that there is no place on earth without the potential for unearthing holiness, right where we are, with the people we're with. In the middle of Himyar Drive at 5:43 this morning, there was this opportunity of unearthing holiness in the sense of being able to worship God and just marvel at this scene that He placed before me. There is nowhere on earth that doesn't have the potential for unearthing holiness, of being able to worship God, to engage with Him into that place, at that moment, as we live at God's speed. That, by the way, was the other direction from that other photo. I took that one first. That was the sunrise this morning. But the question is, where's your place? And how does God wish you to slow down in order that you might bring wholeness and holiness by your very presence and attentiveness into that place? As you seek to walk with God, to represent Him as one who has given their life to Jesus, to bring the gospel of wholeness and holiness into this place at this time, for this moment, for God's purpose, because you're slowing down and attentive to what God is wanting to do in this place. This is your challenge for this week. Whatever your place is, wherever your place is, whenever you're in that place, how does God wish you to slow down, to be attentive, so that you might bring wholeness and holiness into that moment? You've got to slow down first, though. You've got to be prepared to take the time to see, to be open to what God will say to you in that moment. Because it's your opportunity to bring wholeness and holiness into that place. Let's bow together in prayer. Father God, as we explore this aspect of what it means to live at God's speed, we thank You for the encouragement it is to slow down, to take time, to know, to understand, to be able to engage, to be present in a moment, but also in a place. Father, thank You that You give us connection to place, both in that broader sense of where we find our roots and our homes, but Father, also in this sense of where You have placed us right now. Father, thank You that You have called us to Warwick, to the Southern Downs, to this community. Father, thank You that You have placed us in so many different places and so many different contexts throughout this community every day. Father, would You help us this week to rise to this challenge of understanding where our place is, but also being able to slow down that we might be people who bring wholeness and holiness into those places, by our very presence and our attentiveness to Your Spirit leading and prompting. Father, may You use us as Your instruments this week to reflect You, to bring change, and in some ways to be subversive into these places, as You unleash Your wholeness and holiness right there, Your shalom, into that place. Help us, Lord, we pray. Help us first to slow down so that we might hear You in the stillness and the quiet, to be attentive to all that is going on around us so that we might respond. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Deborah's going to bring the team back up as they lead us through our final song this morning. But remember, if you want those 6 M's, come and see me. If you want to talk more about what it means to be living at God's speed, come and see me.